Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in abundance from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. On this beautiful Thanksgiving Eve, allow me to share with you the story about poor Willie Witherspoon. Willie Witherspoon worried. Willie worried about the day, whether the weather would be warm and wet or windy and wonderful. Would Willie wear his warm woolies or his worn-out white Wranglers? Were Warren, Woody, and Wilma walking to school today? Would breakfast be waffles with whipped cream or Wheaties with watermelon? And Willie worried about school. Would Mr. Winslow explain the lesson on wigwams, or would he jump right away to weevils? Would Willie have worksheets with word lists or write whimsical wit about wee whales? Would Wilma and Winnie whisper words to wound him? Would Warren and Woody want him on their wiffle ball team? Oh, Willie's worries were way out of whack. But to Willie Witherspoon and all who worry about whatever, Jesus lovingly invites, do not worry. Rather, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And as we give thanks for all that has been given us, please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. My dear Christian friends, have you got the willies? And I'm talking about the Willie worries, like Willie Witherspoon. Some of us are definitely more the worrier types, but all of us, depending on the situation, kind of falls on the Willie worry spectrum. You know, there are those who are way on this side of the Willie worries because we don't know what's going to happen and when, and we don't know why, and we wonder about it all the time. And then there's the far other end of the spectrum where there are people who don't ever worry about anything. Only it's not because they have this profound sense of confidence in the Lord. It's because they have this profound sense of self-reliance that they think they have all the answers. And then, of course, there is this whole great big middle, a bunch of other Willy worriers, who, depending on the day or the circumstances, may find themselves somewhere along that Willy worry spectrum. Are you a Willie Witherspoon? And think of poor Willie. How easy it would be for Willie's dad, Wally. And don't worry, I'm not going to do this throughout the sermon. Willie's dad, Wally, to dismiss Willie's worries is simple. Come on, Willie, you're worried about worksheets and food? Come on. There are bigger things to worry about in life than that. And yet, adults, if you think about it for a moment, how many children would dismiss our worries as insignificant too? Not understanding the parent that's trying to provide for a family, a spouse honoring commitment, a retiree struggling to make ends meet. These challenges are daunting. And we all deal with them in different ways. Your worries may manifest themselves in things like depression and anxiety, only to be dismissed as simply a lack of faith and get over it. You know as well as anyone how real your worries are. But whatever kind of Willie worrier you are, always remember this. Your Heavenly Father knows. Now, I know your first reaction might be, uh-oh, God knows. But our Heavenly Father is not some big bad judge waiting to catch us worrying so that he can banish us to eternal punishment for worrying just that one little time. Really, what Jesus is offering here to the crowds that were there on the mountainside for his Sermon on the Mount, and to you who sit in the pews today, and to all of us who look to Jesus as our Savior, he offers an invitation. an invitation to leave all those worries behind, to look to our Heavenly Father who knows what you need and promises to lovingly, faithfully provide it. Consider just how involved the Heavenly Father is in His creation. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. You can just picture Jesus on that hillside that day, preaching his Sermon on the Mount. You can imagine him plucking these illustrations literally out of the air. A bird flies by, and Jesus notices. The lilies sway in the breeze, and Jesus sees an opportunity to glorify the Heavenly Father and reassure his people. Such beautiful illustrations of how the Father is intimately concerned with his creation, and so much more so with you. And we're so blessed that few, if any of us, worry about some of these things like clothing and food, those basics of life. Yeah, we may crave eating at the finest of restaurants, and there may be some articles of clothes that we wish we had in our closet. But don't miss Jesus' point here. Just because we've been blessed already with the blank, with the basics, there still need be no worries here. Like the beautiful hymn says, your Father knows your need and well provides them. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? I mean, finally, that's the sticky wicket, isn't it? Little faith. I mean, with the exceptions of certain mental illnesses where there is depression and anxiety that's there because of chemical imbalances, for the most part, our worries, our fears, our anxieties stem from an inability to place all things in the loving hands of our Heavenly Father. And trusting those words that Paul wrote to the Romans, that God works all things for the good of those who love him. We look to ourselves for solutions, doubting God's wisdom, questioning his will, failing to seek first his kingdom. How many of us will spend Thanksgiving in homes judged by most of the world as borderline palaces, feasting on amounts of food that most in the world wouldn't see in a week? Blessings from God himself. And yet, by Black Friday, we'll want more, we'll fear more, and we'll worry more. Oh, you of little faith, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Pagans run after all these things, and your Heavenly Father knows that you need them. And now you know the rest of how this goes. He says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Yes, seek first the Lord's kingdom and recognize your willy worries for the lack of faith that they really are. Seek first the Lord's kingdom and confess your ingratitude, your fear, your sinful desires. Seek first the Lord's kingdom and turn to him with a repentant heart. Then seek first the Lord's kingdom and his righteousness, the Lord our righteousness, as he is called, that preacher on the mountainside. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, one for you on another mount and out of an empty tomb. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness with faith in your heart, and all these things will be given to you as well. Each worry paid for. Each need met. Each promise kept. No need for willy worriers here, for all is cast on him because he cares for you. So, Give thanks. Give thanks today, tomorrow, and every day of grace that the Lord gives you. Give thanks for the people who love you and the people who hate you. Give thanks for the abundance of food and the protection of shelter. Give thanks for the beauty of God's creation and the products of industry. Give thanks for the opportunities and challenges in life. Give thanks for peace and for the resolution that can only come from conflict. Give thanks for the Spirit at work within and the work of the Savior throughout the world. Yes, give thanks to the Lord for His grace and all these things that have been given to you as well. Amen.